Before we get to this episode, just to say thanks to everyone who's bought my new book, Champion Thinking, How to Find Success Without Losing Yourself. Published by Bloomsbury, the response has been terrific. It's an Amazon bestseller. It's been top 20 in the airport charts consistently, and the reviews have been terrific right across the board. And if you like this episode that you're about to hear on Flow, you'll be sure to enjoy Champion Thinking. Head to my website, simonmundy.com, or Amazon, Waterstone, Smith's, places like that, to get your copy.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes.
And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said,
what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to this bite-sized episode in which I take one lesson from one of my previous conversations and have a closer look. Hello and welcome back, Simon here. And I'm going to share the key takeaway from this bite-sized episode straight away. It's about recognizing the power of welcoming feelings of nerves and anxiety. The fact is, when we go into a performance situation, and whether that's giving a speech or a presentation or competing in an Olympic final, it's normal to experience feelings of nerves and anxiety. But typically, a lot of people obviously dislike such feelings and they do what they can to rid themselves of the feelings. But the truth is, if you can make space for feelings of anxiety and nerves and truly welcome and befriend them, then you can channel the power of adrenaline for a good performance, as one of my guests said. Now, to illustrate this is Olympic legend Michael Johnson, who in 1996 won 200 and 400 meters gold at his home Olympics in America, decimating a world record in the process. And he did it wearing gold shoes. Just imagine if he hadn't performed up to his potential and he'd won a silver medal while wearing gold shoes. But fortunately for Michael, that was not something he had to worry about. And listening to what he has to say about welcoming the feeling of nerves is revealing and empowering if we consider how we can do it in our own lives. So here is Michael Johnson.
I remember the first time I walked out onto the stadium for the 400 meter heat, and just the atmosphere and the reaction was amazing. And I mean, that's, you'd be silly to not use that, you know, for fuel and to, you know, for motivation. And I was able to do that. And so we talked about it later, and I remember talking with Toby Hatfield, my shoe designer. We were talking about the shoes, and he was saying, you know, that was an amazing reaction. Everybody was expecting it. Expecting something special, because I had worn shoes at the Olympic trials that were pretty out there. They were purple, a purple version of the gold shoe, and people were expecting, we had put it out there, that something amazing was going to happen at the games. And we thought, you know, that initial reaction that, you know, that people had when I walked out for the heats was, you know, that was it. But it kept on, and it just kept getting bigger and bigger every time I came back out there.
So some people, though, fold under that kind of expectation. What's the difference between someone who folds under that kind of pressure and someone who can channel it to make them better?
Yeah, you know, some people thrive under that sort of pressure, and I do. And some people don't. Some people don't like that sort of pressure. We all want the success under that type of pressure, you know, the outcome to be fantastic. I mean, we all want that, but going into it to relish that and to anticipate that is rare. I haven't come across many athletes who want that, who relish that. Of course, like I said, we all want the big moment and we all want to come out the other side successful. But those who sort of go into it relishing that and wanting that, that's rare. And I was fortunate to be one of those people with, I guess, a personality like that. It's the one thing I miss most about, you know, I don't miss being an athlete necessarily. I enjoyed it. I had, you know, a fantastic time. I was very fortunate and I loved it when I was in it, but I was fortunate to be able to do all of the things that I wanted in the sport. So I was ready to move on when I retired. But when people ask me if you miss it, the one thing that I miss is, you know, that moment before a big Olympic or world championship final when, you know, there's eight of us in the call room, everyone's sitting there and it's close proximity, you know, they make the call room really small for, I think deliberately. It just ramps up the pressure and everyone's sitting there and it's really tense and one of us is going to be the Olympic champion, only one, and you're hoping it's going to be you. I missed that moment.
There must have been butterflies of some degree. Is it a question of just seeing them as excitement rather than anxiety?
No, I mean, I was extremely nervous before every final.
Yeah.
I like being nervous.
So you enjoyed that feeling?
That was my, if I wasn't nervous, I wasn't comfortable. And there was only a couple of races in my career where I didn't feel that adrenaline and that and those nerves. But I was always nervous before every race. And it's you're not going to be able to make that go away. It's how you manage it.
Yeah.
And I learned early on how to manage the nerves. But yeah, I was nervous before every race, and that was my comfort zone.
Thanks for listening to this episode with Olympic track legend Michael Johnson. As he just alluded to, it is about welcoming feelings of nerves and anxiety, because going into battle with them is never a good idea, but befriending them can be really powerful. And if you'd like to learn more about managing uncomfortable thoughts and feelings, I suggest listening to my earlier episode with Dr. Russ Harris. It's number 39 in the back catalogue. Anyway, that's it for now. A reminder, if you do want to get in touch, please drop me a message via my website where you can sign up for my newsletter Monday on Monday. That's simonmundy.com. Speaking of Monday, if you want to learn the key to developing positive, healthy habits using a fail-safe formula that has helped literally hundreds of thousands of people, including the very people who launched Instagram, you'll want to check back in for the episode that I've got going out then on Monday morning. So until then, thank you and goodbye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.